Chapter 14, Keeping Track of All Your Financial Stuff. A simple strategy to not get overwhelmed. Here's the thing. I hate paperwork. I hate organizing stuff, which makes me the perfect person to be teaching this lesson. Why? If you're like me, the last thing you want is some peppy, I just love and live to organize everything kind of guy. I can't relate to that. I want someone who says, listen, I pretty much suck at organizing. But here's what I do, and it works pretty well. That's me. This stuff doesn't have to be rocket science. You just need to do it a couple of times and then get into the habit. And that's probably the real lesson here. It doesn't really matter how you organize your documents, but that you do and you're consistent. There are quite a few documents, and it can become overwhelming pretty quickly. So start with a game plan. Your first decision is, do you want to be a paper guy or an electronic file guy? I'd choose one or the other just to make it easy. Whatever you decide, how you organize your files are going to be the same. Here are the different categories I would think about creating in a file cabinet or computer folders. Insurance folder. This would include health insurance, auto insurance, homeowner insurance, etc. An investment folder. This would include applications you've signed, agreements with investment advisors, monthly statements, etc. A legal folder. This may include your will, trusts, power of attorney, etc. Another folder would be for taxes. This would include, of course, tax returns, 1099s, and also charitable donations. Another folder would be for debt. This could include your mortgage paperwork, credit card statements, student loans. Those are the main categories, but under those, you can have subfolders to make things even easier to find later. When it comes to taxes, here's what I like to do. Create a file if you're going to do real paper documents, or folder if you're keeping everything electronically, and label it taxes and then year. Within that folder, I have subfolders called charitable receipts, income, and 1099s. This makes it easy come tax time to pull this out and have everything in one place to give to your tax person or to help you do your own taxes. It's a huge time saver. Just get into a habit with these documents. If you're going the paper route, get a pending folder and dump all the financially related mail you get into it. And then later you can go through it and separate each piece into the different categories. I like this idea of having a temporary bucket, so to speak, where you dump everything and then can go back through it at a later point. If you're going paperless, just simply create a temporary folder and drag documents into it for the month. And then at the end of each month, make a date to go through and clear out the temp folder and file the documents where they belong. Once you get into the swing of things, it will be effortless. I promise.